Welcome to the Crosslands Church podcast. Our mission, to help you experience the life with God you've been missing. And now, a message for you.
It was a couple years ago when someone in my family said to the rest of the family, maybe it's time to get a puppy. I had no idea what I was thinking when I said this. The look of hope in their eyes. I knew there was just no going back. But there was just so much that had to be discussed. Puppies are expensive. Why did I say this? Puppies cost a lot of money. I mean, you got to buy the puppy. There's vet bills. You got to train a puppy. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get a puppy. Did I mention that they're expensive? They're expensive. But it was too late, and I said it. And so the conversations started back and forth, and, you know, how can we do this, and, you know, when would we do this, and what kind of puppy would we get, what kind of dog. And it was 2 years ago that Nicole and I, we were sitting actually right in these chairs right here, and it was just before the morning service on a Sunday morning, and we had the final conversation. And we looked at each other and we said, okay, are we in? I think we're in. Yes, okay, we can do this. Yeah, we're getting a puppy. All right. And all right, now it's time to start saving up money. And I kid you not even 5 seconds later, someone walked up to us and handed us an envelope with an anonymous note and some cash inside. And the note just said, I've been reading the scriptures this week, and I just felt like I needed to give you this money. And right then, we did not have to save for a puppy. God provided the money like that. It was amazing, amazing. And because it was anonymous, we didn't know who to thank. We didn't have anyone to thank. So we thanked God. And we just thanked him for that blessing. A couple of things I want to let you know before we dig into the rest of the message this morning, and that's that we have this website called crosslands.live, and all the tools that you need for the service today is in there. You can sign up for our email lists. You can use our Get Connected form and connect with a pastor here. There's also a section there for message notes, and if you click that link, you'll see the scripture for the day and then some further thoughts to apply what we're talking about today. That's crosslands.live. The next thing I want to let you know about is text messages. You'll see my number is up on the screen. While I'm speaking today, feel free to text a question or a comment that you might have. And then if we have time, we'll answer those later on in the service. So we are continuing our series this summer on living skillfully, diving into the wisdom of Proverbs. Often there's more to wisdom than just common sense and what seems logical. Wisdom is often deeper, more profound. In fact, someone very wise once said, logic is the beginning of wisdom, not the end. Mr. Spock. Logic is just the beginning of wisdom. It's not the entirety of wisdom. Our proverb today is Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. This makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, really, like, we all know how this works, right? Everybody knows that if you have $100, and you give $25 away, you are less wealthy. How many people are with me on that? Do you follow that? That's generally, in my world, that's how it works. You are less wealthy. Now, logically, you might invest that money. If you took $25 and you invested it, you gave it into a fund, and then a year later, you got $30 back. Well, now you are more wealthy. Yes, investing makes sense. But the proverb isn't talking about investing. When you give, it's gone. It's never to be yours again. So how does this make sense? How does this work? Give freely and become more wealthy. There's no logic to this at all. But it's full of wisdom. No logic, but it's full of wisdom. You see, money, and you might want to write this down, money is logical. Generosity is wise. Money is logical, but generosity is wise. See, really, this proverb only makes sense for one reason. Jesus. You see, Jesus, he was the one who stood at the threshold of creation. John describes him as the logos, the logic, the wisdom of the universe. And he stood and he said, "Let there be light," and gave the world purpose and meaning. And into the framework of this world, there's so much of him, so much so that 1,000 years before his birth in a manger, a proverb was written to describe how the world works. And that when you give, you become more wealthy. One day, Jesus was teaching a crowd of people. And they counted 5,000 men in this crowd. But in those days, I mean, they didn't only counted men, but there were women and children there as well. So you could easily triple or quadruple that number. Easily, we could be looking at about 20,000 people, which is roughly what you can fit inside the Scotiabank Arena. So you think Scotiabank Arena, 20,000 people are here. And they're off in a far remote place, and they were getting hungry, and Jesus has this radical idea. He says, "Let's feed them." What? Yeah, we're going to feed them. And then a boy gave his lunch. Now, how do you know, how many people know you can't invest a lunch? When you give that lunch away, it's gone. You're not getting that lunch back. In fact, as soon as somebody touches it, yeah, okay. That's yours now. That's yours now. No thanks. I'm done. And here's the thing that I realized this week. When the boy gave away his lunch, he was ready to go hungry that day. He didn't know what Jesus was going to do. He was ready to go hungry. Because he gave everything. Now, really, how much good would a lunch do? One Big Mac combo doesn't go that very far, people. But Jesus, he took that lunch and he fed everyone. And it says that there was so much food that there were leftovers. Everyone had their fill. Everyone's going, you know, "Would you like more food?" "Oh, no, really, no. I couldn't possibly eat another bite. Do you want to take some home?" "No, I got my doggy bag. I'm good, really." Like, there was so much food. They had 12 baskets full left over. And you know what else I realized that day? The little boy, he got more than a lunch that day. He got more than a Big Mac combo. He had an upsize on his combo. He got the large fry and a quarter pounder thrown in. He gave his lunch, and he became more wealthy that day. Why? Because when you give, Jesus honors your generosity. Jesus honors your generosity. When you give freely, you become more wealthy. A friend of mine, and no, it's not me, okay? This really is a friend of mine, was driving through town one day, and was coming up to an intersection, and there was a person asking for money in the intersection. And you know how they do. They knock on the windows, and they're asking for money. And so he reached for the loonie that he thought he had. And as he was reaching for it, the Holy Spirit said, "No, give the 20. Not the 20. Yeah, the 20. And so he reached into his pocket and pulled out the 20, and he gave it to the woman asking for money. Drove away, didn't really think much about it at all. Just kind of, it was just a simple, simple act of charity. Well, 1 week later, a friend contacts him, says, "You know, I've just been feeling like I just need to bless you this summer. It's really weird, but here, I just want to give you a check." And the check was for $2,500. When you give, you become more wealthy. That's a true story. And you know, here's the thing. I've heard those stories almost all my life, time and time again, over and over. And I see Linda nodding, right? Right? It's true. This true. This works. This is how the world works. You see, one of the things that makes the book of Proverbs so fascinating is that many of the Proverbs weren't simply written by Solomon. They were collected by him. And what they were, the Proverbs were expressions. They were sayings that were passed down from generation to generation, told from old to young, over and over again. Why? Because over many, many years, people saw that when you were generous, you became more wealthy. And it was through observing this happening time and time and time again that the proverb was validated, that became a thing that the wise knew. Money is logical, but generosity is wise. Now, three things to notice. The first one in this scripture, it says to give freely. See, generosity comes from a heart that is free. A heart that's not bound by money, holding on so tightly. It has to come from an open heart where it just flows and it's free. My question for you today, is your heart closed or is your heart open? Is your heart closed or is it heart open? And if your heart is closed today, come to Jesus and let him open your heart. Let him open you. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The second thing I want you to notice, the proverb doesn't say you will become wealthy. It doesn't say you'll become wealthy. It says you will become more wealthy. So it's not that everyone's going to suddenly get rich. Lord knows I am not rich. If you think this is a get-rich scheme, you're going to be quickly disappointed. There have been so many times that Nicole and I, we have given money, and we've gotten nothing ever back in return. Many times. But I can honestly say that we are prospering. We have everything we need, and we even have some of the things that we want. Why? Because our hearts are free. Free to be generous, free and full of peace. I believe more than anything that's the true value of generosity, having a heart of peace. So many people that have a heart of fear when it comes to their finances. They have a heart of selfishness or even a heart of apathy. But generosity, when you allow Jesus to work in you and to work generosity in you, it's a heart, you get a heart of peace. Third, and I'd be remiss if I just glossed over this or skipped this part. There's a warning that we all need to take note of. Be stingy and lose everything. The other translations, they phrase it as withholding what you should give. That's a scary prospect. That's a scary idea. And if you're here today and you know you should be giving, you know you should be helping out the neighbor of yours, you know you should be giving to a charity, you know you should be giving to the church, you know, and you're withholding that, you're running a big risk. Not because I say so, but because the proverb makes it clear. Be stingy. You run the risk of losing everything. Everything. But there's good news. There's good news. It's not too late. It's not too late to get generous. It's not too late to have a heart of generosity. And so, how many people are ready to be generous? Yay, okay. Three things on how to start being generous. The first thing I want to tell you is you need to start now. Start now. I want you to start today, start this week, thinking of ways to be generous. Don't put it off. Don't wait. There was a retired pastor that I knew, and sometimes he would speak on the side and just at different events and conferences and stuff. And so, and then they would give him an honorarium. They would kind of give him a gift to say thank you for coming to speak. And what he did was he put that money aside in a separate account, and he would let that account grow. And then whenever he heard of someone in need, he had money to draw from. And he would say, you know what? He would hear about a missionary in the Philippines and who's building an orphanage and say, you know what? I got money for that. And he would give to that. He would hear of a family that was struggling, you know, to pay the rent. And he'd say, you know what? I got money for that. And he would give. You know the thing he told me? His one regret? He didn't start sooner. Because he said the joy that he got from being able to meet those needs was far more valuable than the money that he spent. He said there was so much joy to see the relief on people's faces, to see the excitement as they received his gifts. Start now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. My challenge to you is to find a way to be generous this week. Find a way. When you start looking for opportunities, you realize there's no shortage of need in this world. There's just no shortage. Second thing, don't wait until you have enough money, okay? Because guess what? That day will never come. That day will never come. I was reading this article, and it was a retirement article and an investment piece, and the retirement advisor was advising this family. And so this family was saying they just didn't have enough money. They just could just barely make ends meet. And they were just really struggling, but they wanted to make sure they had a retirement plan. And so what do they do? And so they started listing out like all the details of their finances as an example. And it came to their salaries. And I looked at the salaries and I looked again. And I thought, I didn't know people could make that much money. It was 2.5 times more than what I make. And they were just barely making it. And the point is that it doesn't matter how much money you make, you can find ways to put that to all kinds of other things. You know what? There was nothing in that family's list of expenses for charity. Nothing. Because it went to all kinds of places. It went to the sports, it went to the house, and it went to this, and it went to that, and it went to this, and they didn't think they had any money. In order to make generosity work, you have to make it a priority. If it becomes a bottom priority, you'll never feel like you have enough money. So don't wait until you have enough money. Start now. Here's the thing. I believe God is looking for people who are generous with little, so he can bless them and let them be generous with much. How many people want to be generous with much? Okay. Last thing, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. See, folks, this is where it gets really fun. This is where it gets really fun. See, the Holy Spirit knows what you do not know. See, you don't know that your gift saved someone's house, but the Holy Spirit does. You don't know that your gift will allow a family to pay the medicine that they can't afford for their child, but the Holy Spirit does. You don't know that there's a family that was wanting to buy a puppy and was going to have a hard time coming up with the money, but the Holy Spirit does. And when you can lock into what the Holy Spirit does, your giving can have 100 times effect. 100 times effect. It's strategic. It's powerful. And you can change people's lives in powerful ways. And I tell you, when you do that, there is nothing more joyful There is nothing more, it's exciting. It's fun. You have to try it. See, the person who really, honestly, the person who gave us the money that day, they had no idea that we were talking about getting a puppy. They simply read the scriptures and felt compelled by the Spirit to give. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Okay, I'm going to take up some text messages. I got a couple minutes left. I think we had a couple come through. So this person says, I have experienced the truth of the verse that says, whatever you give up for the sake of the kingdom of God, you will receive back 100-fold, both now and in eternity. Found in Mark chapter 10, verse 30. Yeah, yes, exactly. This is woven all throughout the scripture, this idea, not just in Proverbs, it's in the Gospels. Does bringing donuts on Friday count? Yes. Yes, it does count. Right? Generosity doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be huge. If you can give $10, give $10. If you can give $20, give $20. If you can give $1,000, give $1,000. If you can give $1,000,000, give $1,000,000. It's not about the amount, it's about having a heart that's free, that's open, that's generous, that's looking to meet the needs of others. So yeah, absolutely, bringing donuts counts. You can bring donuts to the office anytime you want. Yeah, money represents the message of your heart, and being liberal with it to others tells God how much you love him. Yeah, it's an expression of your love for God. Absolutely, it's worship. Generosity doesn't always look like money. It can be a gift of service, time, a dinner, babysitting, etc. And yes, I absolutely agree. All those things are ways to be generous and absolutely do that. Here's my caution. Here's my caution. Don't use that as an excuse to hold on to your money. That's all. That's all. Do both. Give your time, give your effort, give your money. I've just heard that used just too many times to not give my money. No, we do both, right? Jesus calls us to serve, and that's a huge part of what it means to follow him. And so we do both. We give our service, we give our money. Is generosity always unconditional? I'm not sure what that's asking. Is generosity always unconditional? Yeah, maybe if you could text me back and maybe kind of provide more, elaborate on that a bit. What I'll do is I'll respond on Facebook. I don't really know what the question is there. Sorry about that. Can I get you to stand with me? We'll close the service. Just a couple things I just want to say. I want to remind you to start now. Start this week. Don't put it off. Don't put generosity off. Get in. Make it a habit. Make it a regular part of your life. And you know, we didn't plan this. Honestly, we did not plan this. We planned this message a few months before we knew that Linda was coming today. What a great opportunity you have to sponsor a child and to be generous right now. And I believe the Lord made that opportunity today. She has kids that need sponsoring, that need help. Go. Let's sponsor a child. Let's take up all of those kids today. Let's not let Linda leave with any children unsponsored today. Let's be generous. The second thing I want to mention is, as I was reading this and preparing and praying, there was something that Jesus said that I just kept getting reminded of. And he says this in Mark chapter 8, verse 36. He says, what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul? And maybe you're here today and you're conquering the world dollar by dollar, and you're building up that bank account, and you're gaining the whole world, but you know deep down inside you're losing your soul. You're risking losing everything. Jesus says, come to me today. Come to me. Let me give you life. Let me give you hope. Let me give you joy. Let me open your heart and seeing the world in a brand new way. And if that's you and you're wondering how to get started, it's as simple as ABC. A, admit your need for God. B, believe that Jesus is the answer. Believe that Jesus is the one who can change your life around and get you back on the right track. And then C, commit to following him with your whole life, with your whole heart, with everything you've got. A, B, C, admit, believe, commit. And lastly, at Crosslands Church, we have some next steps for, and this is for everyone, and maybe you want to find yourself on this ladder here. What's my next step? And it starts with following Jesus, but you'll notice at the top there, grow in giving. It's a huge part of what it means to follow Jesus. And so I encourage you today to take this week and to ponder, to think, to spend time with God and ask him, how can I grow in giving? How can I be more generous? How can I make this a regular part of my life? Father, today, we thank you for your generosity to us. We thank you for your grace. Even though we don't deserve it, you lavished your love on us. And you gave everything. You gave your life, everything, to reconcile us back to you. And so, God, thank you for your generosity. And today, I pray that here today, that, look, God, that you would change our hearts. That you would give us hearts that are free. Hearts full of peace. Hearts that are wise. Hearts that are full of generosity. And God, I look forward to hearing the stories of how you've been moving and how the Holy Spirit has been leading and guiding and directing. Lord, and we see needs met. And that, Lord, that truly that those that refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And so, God, we look forward to wonderful, exciting days ahead. And, Lord, we ask all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. God bless. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
You've been listening to the Crosslands Church podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store so that it comes straight to your device. And to find out more about Crosslands Church, you can visit us at crosslands.ca. Join us next week for another message to help you experience the life with God you've been missing.